Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
Oh, dumb.
What's the website again?
iHeartRadioAccessDay.com.
What's
she
up in the dirty?
She didn't say she does, but yeah, that's okay. Yeah. We'll let it pass. So the jury in actor Danny Masterson's rape retrial found the former That 70s Show star guilty on the majority of the three counts against him yesterday. After the verdicts were read, he was deemed a flight risk by the judge, so they did handcuff him. Took him into custody immediately. The next hearing for the case is in August. He is facing 30 years behind bars on the two counts he was found guilty of. A guilty verdict and then a not guilty verdict. Actor Armie Hammer will not face criminal charges in connection with an investigation for sexual assault. Prosecutors said yesterday they conducted an extremely thorough review, but said there's just insufficient evidence. Now, if you are forgetting about this story, Armie was the main suspect in a sexual assault that was reported to police back in February of 2012. It didn't come to light again until 2021 when this woman said, and she kind of really shed light on the story and gave details. She said Armie raped her for 4 hours straight, slammed her head against a wall, and committed some other really violent acts against her that we can't really detail on the radio. His attorney has long denied that allegation.
So they say that there wasn't enough evidence off of just that.
Evidence.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. The Sex and the City for Ladies will share the screen once more, very briefly, when Kim Cattrall makes a surprise guest appearance to And Just Like That over on Max, formerly HBO Max.
This is a total clickbait right now.
I mean, Samantha Jones is back, and I saw everybody sharing it yesterday. Everybody was DMing me and texting me. Yes, she's back, but she's literally back for like a minute. She's slated to appear in a single scene during the season 2 finale.
And on the phone, right?
And on the phone. She's going to have a brief phone conversation with Sarah Jessica Parker's Carrie Bradshaw. Did not interact with SJP at all when she filmed her appearance. And Just Like That season 2, by the way, premieres on Thursday, June 22nd.
616 says, if they do put on the iHeart Access Day a chance to sleep at Mojo's house, can I please not sleep in the bed where Mike slept nude?
That's funny. Britney Spears has given the green light to her ex, Kevin Federline, to move their two sons to Hawaii. Her attorney wrote a letter to K-Fed's attorney basically saying the boys are almost of age. They're not going to be minors anymore here very soon. So he wrote in the letter, to her credit, Britney Spears will not interfere with and consents to the relocation. Side note, K-Fed's getting sued. Paid a bill from his two daughters' private school. His daughter's with his current wife, and the school says he owes over $15,000. They want their money.
I wonder who's going to foot that bill.
What kind of money is he still getting in alimony?
Dude, he had a song called Popo's Out. Don't forget.
He's not making any money off that, I can guarantee you. That was so bad. It's amazing that he can even afford to go to Hawaii, but obviously Britney is...
Well, she has a job there, though. His wife is accepting a pretty big position there at a university, so...
He's a DJ, right?
Expensive there.
Is Kevin Federline still DJing?
I don't know. That's a great question to look that up. Legal experts are saying Prince Harry could be denied re-entry to the United States by any border official who is aware of his drug-taking admissions in his autobiography spare. So if somebody read it and knows the details, they might not let him back in. The border officials could grill him on the admissions if he failed to declare it on his visa application form. So it means the Duke of Sussex could be stopped from returning to the States next month after he makes his little trip to London. He's suing the Mirror Group of newspapers over allegations of phone hacking. But these revelations come after it emerged that the U.S. government will appear in federal court next week, I believe, to answer questions regarding Harry's visa application after he admitted to doing cocaine, weed, and mushrooms in that book. I know, it's so silly.
You were off on Tuesday. We were all off on Monday.
Yeah.
And Megan was filling in for you, and I kept saying to her, hey, there's a big trending story. It was literally all over everywhere that Harry and Megan's relationship is on the rocks and that these guys already have divorce attorneys in line.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Thank you.
See, I believe it.
He forced me to do the story. Hey,
all right. Over under on Harry and Meghan lasting in staying married to each other.
Shannon, ask him who was saying that their marriage was on the rocks.
Yeah, who is your source?
The butler. in the kitchen.
It was the butler who hasn't worked for the family since 2003 because he wrote a tell-all book about Princess Diana.
All right. And lastly, it was kind of a heartwarming senior prank. The entire class of 2023 at St. Andrews High School in Middleton, Delaware, snuck into their principal's home during the night and slept on her floor. So when she woke up in her robe and slippers and came downstairs in the morning, she was greeted by the entire senior class.
And all of you...
You might want to walk around.
Oh, you two are really... You are in the most trouble. How long have you been here?
How did they get in?
The husband was helping with the prank.
Inside job.
Yeah. How did I not hear you?
Isn't that great?
You're like commandos. This is the most beautiful sight I can imagine.
Could you imagine you're the principal of the school and the kids are all there?
I think that she is very, very beloved. So she doesn't call herself the principal. She calls herself the head of school joy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on thedirtythemorning.com.